This is WHCL, Clinton, New York. Oh, yeah. Mark Shane, that was a Radiola Extra, by the way. You won't find that on your programs tonight. Well, you'll find it on this program, but you won't find it on your printed programs, which I have mailed to each and every one of you. You will not find that on the playlist because that I had a short show, but I thought I'd work that in because it's so good. Mark Shane and on piano, Kevin Doran, and that's Mark Shane's album, Fats Lives, 3 exclamation points. See, I've only got 1 exclamation point on my show, so I feel inadequate. But 3 exclamation points are perfectly fitting for that album, and that is that's available through Mark Shane. And I think if you look at my he was at the Pee Wee Stomp. If you look at my Stomp Off my Everybody Stomp show that I did several weeks ago. You'll find a link to where you can buy that. But that's on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. This is WHCL, 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And, yeah, Radiola is what it is. And before that, the first, I had to play those two from Bernie Green, but they were very short selections. The last one of that hour was El Galadoro with a quartet of saxophonists in 1957. Bernie Green plays More Than You Can Stand. That was Saxophobia. And now I think they have medication for that, but even so, it's wonderful. Before that, Dick Hyman with Bernie Green's orchestra. Bernie Green, yeah, that was his arrangements and everything. Concerto for Calliope, 1957. Dick Hyman there, he's up here often, and I think he's got an honorary degree from this college, as he should have. And I'd give him any degree. I'd give him the Nobel Prize for piano playing. What a guy. And Calliope. Very nice. We're going to continue now with a contradictory set because for my mixed feelings show that I haven't yet put together. I may someday. It's just like my Freudian show, which I never put together. It was just too much for me to think about. But Collins and Harlan start out this set from 1909 with "My Wife's Gone to the Country, Hooray, Hooray." Well, you never hear me say that, but these guys will sing it, so I'll let them do that. I should play a disclaimer that it doesn't necessarily represent the opinion of the host of this program. But here are the boys.
I just can't stand the heat. They send me to the country, dear, I know it would be a treat. Next day his wife and family were seated on a train, and when the train had started, Brownie shouted this refrain: "My wife's gone to the country, hooray, hooray. She thought it best I need the rest, that's why she went away. She took the children with her, hooray, hooray. I don't care what becomes of me, my wife's gone away." He kept the phones a-going, told everyone he knew, "It's Mr. Brown, come on downtown, I have some news for you." He told a friend reporter just why he felt so gay. Next day an advertisement in the papers read this way: "My wife's gone to the country, hooray, hooray. She thought it best I need the rest, that's why she went away. She took the children with her, hooray, hooray. What care I for the stars that shine, my wife's gone away." He sang his joyful story into a phonograph. He made a dozen records, and I say it was to laugh. For when his friends had vanished and Brown was all alone, his neighbors heard the same old tune on Brownie's gramophone: "My wife's gone to the country, hooray, hooray. She thought it best I need the rest, that's why she went away. She took the children with her, hooray, hooray. I'd even stand away, I don't care, my wife's gone away." He called on Pretty Molly, a girl he used to know. The servant said he left the house about an hour ago. "But if you leave your name, sir, or write a little note, I'll see that she will get it, sir." And this is what he wrote: "My wife's gone to the country, hooray, hooray. She thought it best I need the rest, that's why she went away. She took the children with her, hooray, hooray. I love my wife, but oh, you kid, my wife's gone away."
I can't take hubby with me, poor boy. He must stay home. mind the store. You bet he's having one great time, although he writes to me, I'm feeling blue. But he hasn't got a thing on me. Hooray. I have a good time, too. Oh, my husband's in the city, about 100 miles away. He thinks for him I'm tiny and fading away. So he comes out every Friday for what I do not know. And he only stays till Sunday. Hooray, hurrah, hurrow. Oh, my husband's in the city, about 100 miles away. He sings for him I'm tiny, fading away. Nothing like that in my family. And he only stays till Sunday. Hooray! Hurrah! Hurrah!
Was by a group known only on the label as Marimba Phone Band, and they were doing a good job there with the marimba and xylophone. Very, and sometimes you just got to play that stuff. It's wonderful. At the Cotton Picker's Ball from 1918. Before that, we go all the way back to 1910, 100 years ago, over 100 years ago now. This was recorded in January 1910. My Husband's in the City, Sophie Tucker. There was enough sex in there, I'll tell you that. Really, Sophie could convey that. And before that, Collins and Harlan. My wife's gone to the country. So I guess they were both happy. That's why people take separate vacations. I couldn't see that myself, but I don't know, for some people. Some people I just can't figure out. I can figure myself out, but just barely. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and you're listening to Hamlin College Radio. And it's damp out there, but it's nice and dry in here at WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. We're going to continue with a miscellaneous set. I found, when I was going through some stuff that I found in an attic, old pictures and whatever, I found that somebody in my family had been a little Jack Little fan and had an autographed picture. It looked, probably looked like a printed autograph, but still it was something. It was sent by whoever sends out such things. Sincerely, Little Jack Little, 1934. Probably my grandmother. Maybe my father's uncle. I don't know. One of those people. But Little Jack Little and his orchestra in 1935, which is about when they would have been listening. Great tune with a lyric by Dorothy Parker. I Wished on the Moon.
Something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky on April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness. It all came true. I wished on the moon for you.
a monopoly on you. Let me know that I'm a part of that sweetheart of you. Darling, you hold a monopoly on me. Every second, every minute, through infinity. Moments are fleeting, while in me there's a heart madly beating, while every beat is sadly entreating for you alone. Maybe it's daring, but if my love is worthy of sharing, it's worthy of exclusively caring for me alone. So be my own. Darling, I want a monopoly on you. Let me know that I'm a part of that sweetheart of you.
Thank you.
And that was Monopoly Swing. Two songs about Monopoly. Well, that's, well, not about Monopoly, but referring to it, because it was a huge craze in like 1935, 34, 35. And those were from 1936. And the craze was still going strong, because what else did people have to do in the Depression? They played board games. They did other things too, but that's what they did a lot of, played board games. But Monopoly was the big thing. And Monopoly Swing, the Hudson DeLange Orchestra, 1936. And also from 36, Carmen singing it there for you with Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, Monopoly. I just thought that was anomalous enough to include. Not really a set, not really a theme or a mini theme, but to an interesting point. It's just there was a similarity there, so I thought I'd go for it. Began with Little Jack Littleman's orchestra, I Wished on the Moon, 1935. That's a Dorothy Parker song, and that's in celebration of the fact that somebody in my family liked Little Jack Little enough to send for his picture. And this is Radiola, and nobody's sending for my picture. I'm not going to send it to you. Don't worry. I look much better on the radio than anywhere else. I'm Andy Senior, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org at beautiful Hamlin College in Clinton, New York. We're going to continue with some sprightly vocals, I should say. Things I enjoy. Here's one of the members of Toast in New York, which I belong to, posted a whole bunch of things by Hutch or Leslie Hutchinson, who mainly performed in Britain between the war years and then afterward. But here's an early one, 1929, Huggable, Kissable You. And I love this version of it. I've never heard it before.
I don't show it, but I'm a poet, for much to my surprise. Without my knowing, the rhymes start flowing when I look in your eyes. Every night, I sit down and write till dawning. Listen, dear, and you hear what I wrote this morning. You're huggable. You're kissable, I'm wild over, huggable, kissable, ooh. You're hauntable, you're wonderful, and that's why I want you like I do. My heart's afire with love's desire, and someday I know that my dreams will come true. If it's permissible, it will be blissable to live just for huggable, kissable you. You're huggable, you're kissable, I'm wild over huggable, kissable you. Wantable, you're hauntable, and that's why I want you like I do. For my heart's afire with love's desire, and someday I hope that my dreams will come true. If it's permissible, it will be blissable to live just huggable, kissable, you.
Ho hum, no more snowing. Ho hum, violets are a-growing. Ho hum, moonlight blowing for you and me. Ho-hum, April showers. Ho-hum, lots of pretty flowers. Ho-hum, happy. happy hour for you and me. All the world is sweet once again. Heaven's at my feet once again. Ho-hum, lazy weather. Ho-hum, feeling like a feather. Ho-hum, we're together. I'm so ho-hum.
Dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread. I wish that you were in the highball going to my head. Dear, when you sit across the table, I'm then like the giant in the fable. Fee-fi-fo-fum, I'm overcome with the cannibalistic feeling. I'd like to smother you with mushrooms and everything. I claim you'd be a dainty dish to set before a king. Sweetheart, if I could obtain you as part of my daily menu, I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread.
Thank you.
And that was Bob Crosby singing about his girlfriend, Nutella. I'd like to dunk you in my coffee and spread you on my bread, is what he said. And that was an odd song. I'm always on the lookout for things like that. And that was all those, a lot of these are from the Jeff Healey collection, as I say, and I want to thank David for making those available to me and Jeff Healey's family for letting them be available so we can all enjoy them. Eventually, there are just so many of them that, well, I'm going to be using them. I'll use them a few, and I'll announce that fact. And the thanks don't end there. Before that was a recording that when I was doing my interview with Rich Connedy back in December, he had a recording, this recording, and played it for me. And I said, "Really, Rich, I really like that recording." And he was going to use it on his show, and he didn't. But I wish he had. But I figure it's a perfect springtime song. And the only other recording that I know of, there's a Ted Lewis, but there's a Nanette Hanshaw. But that's kind of odd and different. I really like that version. And I want to thank Rich for sending that to me. And he won't mind that I've used it when I say that this Sunday you want to give him some money. He has his pledge drive and the big broadcast on WFUV, and that link is on the big broadcast link is on my Radiola blog. So his show is on Sunday nights from 8 till 12 midnight, and it's one of the best shows in the history of radio, playing this music since 1973. I believe, or even late 72, but he's been at it and has not missed a week. And this is, I've missed a few weeks, but that's just because I haven't got that kind of work ethic. But Rich does, and he does play a wonderful array of stuff. And I urge you to listen to his show, and I urge you to become a member of that. You know, I don't ask you for money from me, because I know the trustees are picking up the bill here, and I appreciate when people contribute to operating expenses on my end, but the station is pretty self-sufficient at this point. But if you want to give money to somebody, keep his show going, because a lot of people depend on that. My show is, I depend on it. I depend on my show. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and before that we had Leslie Hutchinson, Huggable Kissable You, 1929. I think it was on a Parlophone, may have been on something else, but I wrote Parlophone because I had to write something on a 78 at some point. On the theme of songs that have the same name, I found three songs in my searches that had the same name, and it was since we're nearing the end of the show soon, I'll play all three of them. Well, you got more. I'll pep you up after that. But here are three songs, all with the title, Close Your Eyes. And here is Max Dolan and his orchestra. Close Your Eyes. It's a waltz, electrically recorded, in 1925. Thank you.
stars are shining above. Only of love dreams will remind you through the skies. The silver moon is craving. Close your eyes, and soon you will be sleeping. Say good night, and then turn out the light and close your eyes. The day is done, so you and I must bid the setting sun a last goodbye. When from the west the light has fled, the time has come to rest your sleepy head. Close your eyes and leave the world behind you. Close your eyes till morning comes to find you. While the stars are shining above, only of love dreams will remind you. Skies, the silver moon is creeping. Close your eyes, and soon you will be sleeping. Say good night, and then turn off the light and close your eyes. Close your eyes and leave the world behind you.
there were three different songs called Close Your Eyes. That was Eddie Duchin, Lou Sherwood on the vocal, Close Your Eyes, 1933. That's the one that most people know. The one before that was a big hit, I guess, in Britain. Not so much over here, but sung by two American entertainers, Leighton and Johnstone, 1931. That's off the British, the English Columbia. Not British, it's not British Columbia, it's in Canada. English Columbia 78 that I bought. And Max Dolan before that, a waltz on an early electric Victor from 1925. Close Your Eyes, yes. This is Radiola, and coming up next, we'll be live from Echo Base with the Gray Fox and a guest on the show. That'll be fun. And do stick around for that. Also tomorrow night, Retro Radio with Mark Fuller at 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And now that you've closed your eyes, I'm going to ask you to open them. Here's the Wabash Dance Orchestra recording on Duophone in 1928. American band, but British label. What can you do? Phil Baker, not the accordionist, by the way, but another Phil Baker with Chloe.
I gotta go where you are. If it's wrong or right, I gotta go where you are. I'll roam through the dismal swampland searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be there too. Through the smoke and flame, I gotta go where you are. For no place could be too far where you are. Ain't no chains can bind you. If you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I gotta go where you are. Thank you.
Oh yeah, Johnny Dodd's Black Bottom Stompers, and that was New Orleans stomp, not the Black Bottom Stomp. That was another stomp. 1927, Louis Armstrong in there, Earl Hines, all kinds of great players. Oh my goodness. Before that, the Wabash Dance Orchestra. I believe Jack Teagarden could be heard in there. Phil Baker was on the vocal, and not the Phil Baker that we have heard of before. Chloe, 1928. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and I'll be on next week at 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Every Friday night I'm on, if they let me in the studio. And we're going to finish with a very nice song. And, well, what more can I say?
Mm-hmm.